It's 7 minutes to the top of the hour. So now we're going to be talking about retirement. Tracy Janssen, who's the CFO at 10X Investments, says that there's more to retirement than just having a lot more time and a little bit less money. But we should be considering the needs of the mind, the body and the soul, along with the practical aspects such as money and time. And you only get one retirement, so you should make the most of it. Tracy Janssen explains how.
So there's some basic principles. So you need to save about 15% of your gross income. So that's before tax, before any deductions, every year until you retire. So you need to do that for about 40 years to be able to retire, when I say comfortably, I mean in a similar lifestyle to what you currently have. So that's one of the most important concepts, is how much you're saving. Mm. Then the second concept is obviously, where do you invest your money? I mean, there's more than 1,000 unit trusts to choose from, and it's very overwhelming. So when you're young and you have a lot of time left, you want to invest it in what's called a high equity portfolio. So that means you want to be invested about 75% in shares and property. And you can find these portfolios, they're pre-built. So it's not like you have to go put it together yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's the second principle. And the reason you want to do that is because if you put your money in what's called low equity, you know, which people feel generally more comfortable with because they think, oh, it's not going to have such big drops if there's a market fall. So I feel more comfortable with that. But the reality is you have to save twice as much. Now, I mean, who can save 30% of their gross income to be in the same position? It's just not possible. So it's very important that you have the right portfolio for the long term. And the last principle is keep your fees under 1% a year. So, I mean, in South Africa, the fees in those retirement funds sit between 2 and 3% a year. Mm-hmm. And if you can just save 1% in fees a year, you know, over your lifetime, over those 40 years till you retire, you can have 30% more at retirement, you know, so that's a really easy win. Without doing too much, with doing a bit of research and keeping your fees low, you can have 30% more at retirement without saving anything more towards your savings.
Right. Is it relatively easy to switch providers when it comes to your retirement annuity if you're not happy with the fees that you're on? If you're realizing now and you're listening to this interview and you're saying, hang on, I think my fees are a bit too high, I think I want to shop around a little bit and find something better, is it easy to change investments?
Yeah, so it's generally fine to do the change. What you do need to look out for, especially in the older style products with life companies, mm-hmm. is you can get a penalty. But, I mean, for example, what we do is we have a team here who can do that investigation for people. So, you know, just double check that there aren't any penalties. Sometimes, because the fees are so excessive, even with the penalty, it still works out better to move. But it's good to just have somebody do that investigation for you. You don't want to make an uninformed choice. And then it is a little bit slower in the retirement industry, so it does take a few months, but I mean, it doesn't require any extra work on the part of the individual. The two providers talk to each other, and they've got to go through a process and submit to the FSB. So there's a little bit of work behind the scenes, but it's not much effort for the actual individual. They just fill in a form to say they're leaving and that they're coming on board to the new fund.
All right. So then let's talk.
It's definitely worthwhile looking at it early rather than when you're 50 and realizing it's too late.
Okay, then let's look at the other side where you're close to retirement and there are thoughts that are occupying your mind as to how do you manage your time, how do you manage your finances? How should I approach those two questions if I want to have a successful retirement because it's literally around the corner?
Okay, so I think we've seen people do a lot of research when they start approaching retirement and they really put a lot of thought into it, which is great. But I think some of the things you need to think about is, what do I want to do with my time? Because that has financial implications. For example, maybe you really like golf and you want to play golf twice a week. Obviously, golf's quite expensive, you know. Or do you want to go on holiday once a year? What kind of things do you have in mind for your retirement? So thinking about that, both from a perspective of, obviously, you've gone from having full-time work, you know, you've got colleagues who you're friends with, you've got all your networks there, you've got your sense of self-esteem. So to suddenly go from that to not having anything is quite a big jump. Yeah. So it's important from the mental, physical, you know, holistic perspective to look at that. But then to convert that as well to a financial plan. Once you have an idea of the kind of money you need to spend, you can obviously take your what you've saved so far and go, is this realistic? You know, is this doable? Or are you going to spend too much money in the first few years and only realize 5 years in, oh, I made a huge mistake. I don't have enough. And now it's very hard to fix. So it's better to know that upfront. And again, the principles are quite similar to pre-retirement. So if you're just starting out at retirement, you have two main choices of annuities you can purchase. The one is called a living annuity. So there you choose your investments. You can move it if you're not happy with the provider. You choose your income each year. The state goes to your family. So most South Africans who choose an annuity choose that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you're still a long-term investor. You know, unless you're very, very sick at retirement and you know, okay, well, I'll only maybe have a few years, you're still a long-term investor. So a high equity portfolio is still the best in the long run, which I know most people think is crazy, but I've done a lot of research on this going back to 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you show investors in the financial crash where they would have been had they been in that, you know, the recent one, the 2008, you still would have been better off. So, which is quite counterintuitive. Most people lean more towards sort of a cash-heavy portfolio. So that's the one principle. Again, keep your fees under 1%. It can have a dramatic impact on how long your money is going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, which is obviously different, is to try and make sure that your income each year is below 5% of your balance in your fund.
And then a lot of people talk about this and I see it happen where you're not really thinking about your estate and giving detailed instructions about what should happen should the worst happen. Is that still an issue?
I mean, definitely. Actually, it's interesting. I have an aunt of mine and her husband died quite unexpectedly. They weren't even retired yet. And just the basic things, like she would get calls from so-and-so, your account's due, or, you know, even the everyday things. It's not only just the estate or things that were in the wrong name. And especially when you're going through such a, you know, you've just lost your life.
That's Tracy Janssen, who's the CFO at 10X Investments. That's it from myself, Nastasia Aronson, and the rest of the team. Good night.